This is Ozarks at Large. Downtown redevelopment is big business in Arkansas. In the central part of the state, the renaissance of the River Market and Argenta areas of Little Rock and North Little Rock are well chronicled. Conway has seen a rebirth as well. Northwest Arkansas is also aggressive in the corridor between Fayetteville to Siloam Springs with its downtown efforts. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently caught up with Mike Malone, the CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, for a conversation on why his influential business group is committing resources to downtown causes.
You guys have part of a five-year plan. Downtown redevelopment's a big part of that. What have you seen that tells you downtown redevelopment is so key to the region up there?
Well, as you know, we've had dramatic job growth in Northwest Arkansas, and a lot of our employers are desperate for talent. So we're working on some projects and some initiatives that help ensure that Northwest Arkansas remains a great place to live and work, so that we can retain talent and make it easier to recruit more talent. Downtowns are a key part of a growing and vibrant community, and so we decided to offer some resources to several cities in Northwest Arkansas, give them some technical assistance if they want it, to help bring their downtown organizations up to a great level of capacity, and do some programming and some events in the various downtowns in Northwest Arkansas.
You're referring to the consultant that you guys have contracted with, Daniel Heinz, who used to be with the downtown Bentonville group there. Tell me some of the technical things he's going to help them with in terms of developing some game plans for their downtowns.
Well, you're exactly right. We engaged Daniel Heinz and his new consulting practice to offer him as a resource to Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, and Siloam Springs and their downtown organizations. And he's going to work with each of the cities, if they're interested, and to the level it's needed to create a downtown organization, make sure that they're structured and organized in a way to be effective. We'd like to see each of the downtowns have dedicated staff, so that there's somebody who wakes up each day thinking about programming and events and activities in the various downtowns, and also develop some way of measuring how we're doing, how the individual downtowns are doing. So almost a scorecard or a series of benchmarks for the various downtowns as well.
Let's talk about one of your busting at the seams downtown success stories up there, and that's in the Bentonville community. Obviously, the Crystal Bridges Museum has helped facilitate a lot of that, but for people who aren't aware or who have not been to Bentonville lately, with the Walmart headquarters there as well as a lot of other large firms, what's happening in downtown Bentonville? How much has that community been transformed in the last, say, 3 to 5 years?
You know, it's dramatic. 3 to 5 years ago, at nighttime, it was a sleepy downtown. There wasn't much activity around the square. Even during the daytime hours, there was a much lower level of activity. Today, you go to the Bentonville Square almost around the clock, and you see nightlife, you see restaurants, you've got arts and culture. The 21C Museum was just named by TripAdvisor, the online travel resource, as the best new hotel in the United States, the fourth best new hotel in the world. So you've got arts, you've got culture, you've got people walking, you've got people recreating, you've got business, you've got industry, and you've got people living downtown. So it's a great mix. It's a lively, vibrant downtown now. And again, I keep coming back to that's what talent, especially young and creative talent, those are the kinds of things that they crave. And young creative talent can go anywhere in the world. They a lot of times can work on a laptop, and they're very mobile. They're looking for interesting and exciting experiences. And so a downtown that offers live, work, and play certainly will appeal to young creative talent and all the folks in our region, we believe.
It makes it easy for a guy that's the CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council there for his job, too. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about what's happening in terms of entrepreneurship up in Northwest Arkansas. This has been another big focus for the council and for a lot of the business leadership in Northwest Arkansas. You're speaking to it in terms of downtown redevelopment is a key component to attracting that type of young, vibrant, new entrepreneurial spirit that the region is known for. Tell me kind of what's the lay of the land today in terms of entrepreneurship in Northwest Arkansas?
We've had a great couple years of bring in some organization and some structure or making sure resources are available to entrepreneurs. And so a lot of the building blocks and pieces are in place, much like what's going on in Central Arkansas as well with the efforts in North Little Rock and Little Rock and Conway. And it's great to see that happening in Central Arkansas. We're working real hard to make sure that our region and our state have available sources of capital at various steps and stages in the startup life cycle to make sure that when we've got companies that are investable, that they're local investors or Arkansas investors that know about those opportunities. The last thing we want is to incubate or start up companies here and then have them picked off by venture funds or resources that come in from out of state. We want to nurture them, grow them, and keep them here as well.
So is there going to be competition between the regions for some of that capital? Is there going to be competition between the regions for just some of the resources that that compete for entrepreneurship in Arkansas? Or do you see the two regions being able to collaborate on that front?
Oh, I think it's absolutely a collaboration. We've talked a lot already with the Little Rock Chamber, with Warwick Sabin, with folks in Conway. And there are many more similarities in what we want to pursue, and we could pursue that together. We can achieve some savings and economies of scale by working together, we're convinced. It's great to see. This state's got a lot of opportunities ahead of us, and in the area of startups and entrepreneurship, we know we're going to be able to work with Central Arkansas and really make a difference.
All right, last question for you here, Mike. We got about 60 seconds left. Give me a look into the crystal ball. What do we have going on in 2014 that's going to make a difference, that is going to be on people's radar that's not right now?
In 2014, we look forward to certainly identifying those sources of capital for startups and bringing some structure there to make sure that we're nurturing companies and growing them and keeping them here. We're going to do a lot of work around making sure that our workforce training resources are aligned with employer needs. We don't want to train for training's sake. We want to make sure that it's what will help our employers. Some educational initiatives and always infrastructure. A fast-growing region like this, if we don't keep up with infrastructure, we'll lose our momentum and fall behind. And so we've got to continue to work on highway issues as well as airport and airport-related issues as well.
That was Mike Malone, CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, talking with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas and Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity, coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.